This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back in July of 2017. We're talking no other than Nano Verticides, Inc. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol NNVC. And with us today to talk about his company is Dr. Anil Dhawan. Dr. Dhawan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you, everybody.
I wanted to, you know, welcome you back to the show. A lot of things are going on, but my first question to you was technology progress. Where are we at? I know that you founded the company in 2005, and you've entered some clinical trials. I just want to know how close are we are and what's going to take so long, and give us an update of what's going on.
Yeah, so as you know, we started in 2005 with very little money from angel investors and some few insiders. And we never raised sufficient amounts of money to be able to do the whole regulatory level of work. The reason for that was that we were trying to get government grants, non-diluting money, and because of that, we were unfocused in the sense that we were working on different drug programs every year. That was good in the sense that it gave us the ability to validate the technology, that it works against many different virus targets, and now that also gave us the ability to go on to New York Stock Exchange and get uplisted. When we did uplisting, we raised a substantial amount of money, about $45 million. And since then, we have been single focused on the herbicide program. And we are working on that. We are very excited with the results. And we are taking that forward towards clinical trials. We were able to get a cGMP manufacturing facility built and we bought it, Nanoverisets bought it, and then we were able to start our work in the regulatory, which requires tremendous amount of characterization. We are working on nanomedicines. As you know, in this field, these are complex molecules, these are complex materials, so there is a lot more characterization that has to be done to meet the FDA standards. So that is just setting up those ability to do those kind of characterizations, the assays, validating those assays, and so on and so forth, took us a couple of years. We are there now, and we already finished the preliminary safety toxicology study on our lead drug candidate as well. So that was extremely good. We had tremendous safety. We had no concerns raised at all. So now that is a green light, and we then planned and designed the tox package studies. We just recently redesigned those by revisiting certain questions that we had, knowing that the material was extremely safe. And because of that, the consultants told us that we need to go to what is called maximum feasible dose, which increased the amount needed of that material. But we already have the ability to make our materials now in multi-kilogram quantities. So we are now commissioning the batches for manufacture of those materials in the qualities and processing needed for performing a toxicology, safety toxicology package that is required for filing an IND, investigational new drug, and that will open up the path to the clinic. We believe that we will be able to start the tox package study towards the end of this year. I can't give a fixed date right now. We are still negotiating the time with the agency that is going to do the study. And so once we are there, in terms of our future plans, what will happen is that once we complete the tox package study, and this one is a short study because we chose dermatology, skin indications as the indications, which gives us quick results, shorter studies all throughout, meaning the animal studies were short. In the case of shingles, there is no animal model at all because VZV, the chickenpox virus, does not infect anything else than humans. So because of that, we were fortunate in finding Dr. Adsani Syracuse, Dr. Moffat, we were fortunate in finding her that she had developed a human skin patch-based model. So those studies of effectiveness are done directly against human skin, which gives us an additional validation before we go into human clinical trials. We were, in addition, we are doing animal studies for HSV-1 and HSV-2 at University of Wisconsin. Those have started work going on, and we will be able to report the data on those. So there are these basically variants of one drug that are going after three different indications, VZV, HSV-1, and HSV-2. And those will start coming in online. The first one will likely to be is VZV. We are negotiating the license with Theracure. We now have a new CEO who is extremely well-versed with the regulatory processes. He, in the past company that he was at, he architected a clinical plan and was able to take a drug through successful phase two studies. So we are relying on him for helping us with planning all these future activities. And we believe that we will have multiple drugs into clinical trials in the next few years. After that, of course, we have the sky is the limit once we have some revenues coming in, either through partnerships or through marketing.
All right. Well, let me interject here for a second. That's all great that you're working on three products. One of the products you're working on, the VZV, you know, that represents a multi-billion dollar market opportunity. We're talking about shingles. But financing, you're going to need financing to do all these trials. It costs a lot of money. Do you have significant enough financing to achieve your goals for the next 2 years? And how do you plan on getting there if you don't?
We have enough financing to be able to do the tox package study and go into the IND for the first drug. And what we believe is that just like other pre-revenue biotech companies, we will go back to the market at the opportune time. We believe that getting great results in that phase, we will be able to get a better market price. We will be able to raise money with much less dilution. And that's the reason we are going to do it that way. And along the way, if we absolutely need some money, we may be able to take some mezzanine loans or we may be able to, we always get equity-based financing proposals, but at the current stock price that we have, they are not proposals that a company like ours should entertain. So that's the reason we are not doing financing right now. But we believe that as once we get these good results and file an IND, we should be in a place, a much better place, where we will be able to raise monies and we will be able to raise the sufficient amount of money that we will need for the next phase and complete the phase one and phase two. Our approach is not necessarily to market the drug on our own. We are going to start looking at partnership activities. And the new CEO, Dr. Iraj Taraporwala, he is very well connected. He was effective in getting interest from large pharma at his previous company. So we believe that he will be able to help with that. And once we are at that stage, raising money is not a problem like it has been at in the last year or so.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Your stock price has declined for several years. I've been following your company for a couple years, and I know that personally myself. And your market cap used to be over $200 million. Now it's around $25 million. You know, do you think this is a good opportunity for my listeners maybe to come in here and take a piece of your company?
I knew you were going to ask this question. So I asked our corporate counsel what I can say, and he said I cannot say what I want to say.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm going to tell you where we are at. We believe we are at an inflection point now. We were a preclinical company for a very long time. We are going to be a clinical company in a very short future timeline. And so that, as you know, with almost every company, that is a major uptick.
Yes.
So that is one thing. And secondly, we are not a single drug company. Even in the herbicide program, we have three different drug candidates right now already ready to go. As we have monies and as we have opportunity to work on them, we start pushing them into clinical trials. We have additional programs in herbicide. There are three additional programs, two of them ophthalmic, and those will also follow afterwards.
Okay.
So just just on the basis of developments that we have done already, we have a bright future. In addition to that, we had kind of set behind our some other major programs, which where we had great successes, influenza, HIV, dengue come to mind. And we will be able to pick them up and bring them back in a much shorter time frame than what it took for the first drug. Because remember, when we did our first drug candidate, or rather we are doing our first drug candidate, we had a very huge challenge. We had to learn how to characterize our materials. We had to create a facility to be able to characterize our materials. We had to create a facility to be able to manufacture our materials. We had to train our employees. We are still training. Training is continuous at our place. We don't believe, if you stop training, we believe that you are not going to be of any further use in this entire industry, you know, nanomedicines industry. It's a cutting edge. You have to continuously retrain. So, but given that, we have a large number of candidates that will keep coming on. It's a broad and deep pipeline. So the future is very, very bright. And we are very, very close to now getting to that point, that one drug that will change the perspective of the industry on us. And so I believe very strongly in our opportunity.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on our show. For my listeners, if you're looking for a nano biopharmaceutical that's against viral infections, look no further than Nano Verticides, Inc. I think they're a good price here. He won't say it, but I'll say it. I think they're undervalued here at 35 cents a share. You can find them on the ticker symbol NNVC. Dr. Duan, I appreciate for your time. I know you're a very busy man. All I ask from you is come back on my show in 2 months and give us an update of where we at on the process of getting some of these viral infection candidates to the marketplace.
Yeah, we would love to do that. And at that time, we will also have our new CEO would have joined in full flesh. He is CEO designate right now, and he is going to be joining on 1st of September. So it would have given him a couple of at least 2-3 weeks to get himself into the depth of what we are working on. So it will be an ideal situation in a couple of months to talk with you again.
Dr. Duan, thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.